Great. So now you've gotten good at practicing, being able to take an objection and turn it into a question, an invaluable skill, one that every politician uses, I guarantee you, if you watch a good debate. Let's move on now. Step number 8, answer the question. In other words, you've taken this objection and turned it into a question. How do you do it? So let's use the same example. Well, it costs too much. You've aligned with them. They're on your side. I can appreciate how you feel. And so that brings up a question. The question is, in spite of that concern, if we can give you the results we promise in this program, is it worth much more than that money? Isn't that the question? What's the worth? Well, I guess that's true. Yeah, that's it. Now what do? We're at step 8. We answer the question. And the way we do it is, to answer your question, my answer is, why Tom and Ed? You go, uh-oh, are you about to unleash another one of those distinctions for me? Yes. Why Tom and Ed stands for a breakdown of ways to handle objections. Why? Why is, if somebody gives an objection, question why they're even objecting. Why would you ask me that question, or why would you have that objection after you just told me how badly you need the product? Turn it right back on them. Why would you even come up with that objection when you just told me how desperately you need to make this change? And they go, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Boom, that can handle it right there. That's the why part. Tom and Ed, each letter stands for a way to handle an objection. And the way we've done this is, I want you to imagine on your shoulder two little people, Tom and Ed. Tom is a guy who's wearing some suspenders, he's wearing some jeans, he's kind of a tough and rugged kind of guy, maybe even a hard hat. And that'll give you an idea of how this person deals with objections, kind of the tough and rugged way. Tom, T-O-M, stands for T, turn it around. Turn their objection back around right on them. What do I mean by turn their objection around on them? Well, a turnaround is one of the best ways to deal with an objection. Somebody's worked really hard, and they've come up with this whole thing saying, well, the real question is, I don't have a way to do this. I don't have the money. The way to handle that objection is turn around and say, that's probably the very most important reason why you should go to this program. That's the very reason you should do this. Or somebody says, well, I can't afford it right now. You say, you know, I can appreciate that because a lot of people say that. A lot of people say it's expensive and so forth, and I appreciate that feeling. And I guess the real question is, how do we make it work for you in spite of that? And I have to tell you that the fact you don't have the money is the reason you better do it now. That's the very reason, because it's only going to get more expensive and you're not getting any benefits the longer you wait. It's going to be harder in the future, not easier. The power of a turnaround is incredible, because now you're taking the very thing that somebody is using in their weighing process. Somebody is sitting here weighing whether they should do something or not, and they're in the process of weighing. And over here, they've got this objection called drab, and it's not enough money or it costs too much. And over here, you've been building all these reasons why they should buy, all these urbans and lurbans, emotional reasons to buy now and logical reasons to buy now, all these units of conviction, right? And so you've been trying to balance it out, but they've got this big heavy one, and they say, you know what? This is bigger than I think. I don't know that I can do this. And you say, well, maybe this is really just a question. It makes it a little bit lighter. And then you're saying, but you know what? That's the very reason why you should buy. It's like taking this off of here and putting it on this side. Whap! Now they bought. Do you follow me? It's like you've taken away their ammunition. It is absolutely incredible. And it's so simple. And you can do it with almost anything. Now that's the T of Tom. So Tom is kind of a strong guy. So what does he do? You throw an objection. Whap! He turns it right around on you. O stands for making sure you outweigh it. So let's say the other way to handle an objection is they can't tell you it costs too much, and what do? You come over on this side and you give them more and more and more reasons why they should buy now. You outweigh it. And the best way to outweigh something is to use like a values question. A values question might be, let's say, for example, you know that one of their fears, one of the things that's keeping them from buying, is the belief that, let's say, they want to buy your life insurance policy, but they're concerned about the premium. So what could you say? You could turn to that person and say something like, I know you want blank. And the blank is some emotional need they have. Let's say, I know you want your son's education to be taken care of. I know that's really important to you. And you're kind of like opening a wound and getting something that motivates them, something they're really interested in, something that has weight in their life. Are you following me? So you get a big value, a big value. I know you want your son's education to be taken care of. And as you do that, you say, I know you've got some concerns about the premium. And so what you do is you acknowledge. You go, I know you want this, and I know you got this. And then all you do is you say, but isn't it true that your son's education is much more important than just the premium? So what's happened is you're contrasting the two. And obviously, this is going to be more important. What's he going to say? No, the premium is more important than my son's education? Okay? So outweighing an objection is a way to do it. Say, I know you want blank. I know you're concerned about blank, but isn't blank more important? That's a way of actually outweighing the objection. The M that Tom has, being a strong kind of person here, he's on your shoulder. So next time somebody has an objection, what do? Look at your shoulder and go, why, Tom and Ed? And they'll tell you what to do. Tom will tell you also the M stands for minimize. Minimize the objection. And the way to minimize it would be say, you're absolutely right. You know, it's a large investment. But I got a question for you. It's going to be how much, $1,000? And how long will you use it for? Well, I don't know, probably 10 years. How much is that a year? Well, it's about, $100 a year. How much is that a month? Well, it's less than $10 a month. How much is that a day? Will you be using this every single day? So you'd say, well, are you going to let something like 20 cents a day keep you from having what you know is really important to you? So that's an example of minimizing. Or reducing it to the ridiculous as it was taught to me when I learned it years and years ago. So Tom is, turn it around, outweigh it, or minimize it. Does that make sense? There's ways to handle objections so far. You want to turn into question first. Now, Ed's a different kind of dude. Ed is a more logical kind of guy. You might picture Ed over here on your shoulder, and he's the kind of guy that's wearing some nice glasses, and he's more studious looking. And Ed would handle things differently. Ed would just explain it. He'd explain why it costs more, and the fact that, yes, it costs more, but the bottom line is, here's what you get for it. So he'd explain the objection away. Or, the other thing he would do, Ed would deny it. He would say, that's just not true. You know, I know that that's the perception of what you've heard, but if somebody gives you an objection that is one of those objections where basically it's groundless, you must deny it, and deny it vigorously with congruency as long as it really is something to deny. In other words, it really is a groundless objection. So how to handle objections? Why, Tom and Ed? First response, look over, why, Tom and Ed, on your shoulder? Any objection from now on, you should look at your shoulder. In fact, try it now, install them there. Imagine two little crazy guys, and I know this is weird, but you know what? The way you remember things is by making them unique. By taking time through repetition and by making something weird or bizarre. That's how you memorize something or create a strong memory. So imagine, create two people right now on your left shoulder. Two people. Tom is kind of strong, he turns things around, he outweighs them or he minimizes them. And Ed, who's a little more studious kind of guy, who explains it or denies it. Put those right there until you can actually get imagine what they might be like. Maybe what their voices would sound like. So the next time somebody gives you an objection and you've turned it back into a question, you just look over there and go, why, Tom and Ed? Why? Once again, repetition being the mother skill, let's go through it. Why? They give you an objection. Why are you even bringing that objection up? I don't understand. You just told me that you needed this and this and this. You dump the objection right back on them. Well, yeah, I guess you're right about that. Tom? You look over at Tom? Tom just turns around. The fact that you said that is the very reason why you better get this product. The person says, well, we can't afford it right now. That's why you've got to buy this computer system. Because you're right now, the efficiency that you're losing would pay for the system. That's why you need to move ahead now. Very powerful. Turn them around. O, outweigh it. M, minimize it. E, explain it. D, deny it. Why, Tom and Ed? That is step 8. That's how you answer the objection.